This is GIS News. Coming up, Institute of Jamaica to get $57 million upgrade. Schools affected by hand, foot and mouth disease to be sanitized. And Junior Achievement Jamaica programs incorporated into primary and secondary school curricula. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up, ease up.
Now the news. The government of Jamaica is to provide $57 million in grant funding to Jamaica for the renovation of the Institute of Jamaica IOJ. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and her Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe signed the funding agreement at Jamaica House following bilateral talks Wednesday. The work will include procurement of audiovisual equipment and upgrading of exhibitions. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Mrs. Simpson Miller expressed gratitude to the Japanese government for its long-standing support to Jamaica.
I am hopeful that our renewed commitment expressed in the joint statement we signed will propel our relations to unprecedented heights for the benefit of both our peoples.
Mrs. Simpson Miller added that during bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Abe, a Memorandum of Understanding MOU was initiated to promote educational cooperation between the University of the West Indies UWI and Japan's Sophia University. Meanwhile, a delegation from the University of the West Indies UWI is to travel to Sophia University in Japan in November. The purpose of travel is to sign the final part of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to facilitate cross-cultural studies between both institutions.
This MOU focuses upon a number of areas: scientific research in the area of climate change, marine biology, science and technology, as they are applied to industry and innovation. There's also focus on culture and cultural industries.
UWI Vice Chancellor Professor Hilary Beckles speaking in an interview with GIS News following the signing of bilateral agreements between Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday. He says the MOU should facilitate student exchange as well as an exchange of professors. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says public health officials are undertaking sanitization of schools affected by the hand, foot and mouth disease and will decide on the closure of the institutions where necessary. Dr. Ferguson says as at September 30, some 58 schools and 123 students were confirmed to have been affected by the disease. He says public health teams have been dispatched to the areas to prevent the spread of the virus.
Our public health specialists are out in the field. We are monitoring the situation. We are collaborating with the Ministry of Education to ensure that any decision to close a school must and should be on the advice of the health professional team.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says parents should also look out for fever as it is a symptom of the virus infection. The health minister adds that school authorities should immediately send home children once they are suspected of having the disease. And the Ministry of Education will be incorporating two Junior Achievement Jamaica JAJ programs into the primary and secondary schools curricula to encourage entrepreneurship among young people. President of the JAJ, Alfie Mullings-Aiken, says the JA Biz Town and the Junior Achievement Company of Entrepreneurship JACE programs aim to make entrepreneurial instruction mandatory in primary and secondary schools.
We are now about to embark on a very large project with the ministry, which is to take one of our programs to one entire cohort within the school system, 40,000 students. At the grade 9 level, we want to take our JACE program, and the ministry is joining us more than halfway in funding this particular program. So in 2016, we're really looking forward to bringing that to Jamaican children.
The JA BizTown program is designed to provide practical learning experience on the basic principles of economics to grades 5 and 6 students, while for the JACE program, students will be taught the principles of entrepreneurship. That was the GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.